Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, we want to remind you, as we come down to the end of the year, just two more sales planned for 2017 here at Superior Video Livestock Auction. Our next offering will be on the 30th of November, a regular video auction, and then also a Superior Select Replacement female sale live from Fort Worth, Texas. That'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The final sale of 2017 from Superior Livestock will be December 14th. The first sale of the new year will be the Bell Ringer 2018 sale, January 10th and 11th. For more information on all these sales, as well as the regular country page countdown available on our website, you can call at the Fort Worth office at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com for details as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Video Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle complex should open significantly higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and decent packer spending in the country. The hog contracts also, well, actually should open a bit lower here this morning, looks like. Checked by defensive carcass value and technical selling. Now, cattle buyers wasted little time this week in completing procurement chores yesterday. Trading turned at least moderate in most areas. We saw a $118 trade in our part of the country yesterday. We could see cleanup action through the day today, but it looks like essentially the business is done for the week. Now, the live and feeder futures again should open a bit higher today, supported by follow-through buying and cash premiums. Now, the cash trade should open with generally steady bids today. So the Saturday kill plans are estimated to total close to about 345,000 head. The futures seem set to begin under pressure tied to residual selling and sharply lower carcass value. Over on the grains, a mostly quiet day yesterday in the grain markets held little in the way of change, with corn and soybean futures slipping just about 1.1 to 0.2%, with winter wheat prices firming slightly, potentially on a bit of oddball news from Russia. Frigid temperatures will push their way into the northern plains and upper Midwest today, with daytime highs not exceeding the 20s or 30s in large portions of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Wheat prices found support amid lowered U.S. crop ratings, along with some technical buying. December Chicago futures traded 2¾ cents higher, closing at 424¾. December Kansas City futures gained about 4¼ cents, closing at 420¼. Minneapolis spring wheat prices stayed closer to home, with December futures picking up 0.75 cents, closing at 625¾ cents. Corn prices traded very narrowly in the afternoon yesterday, closing very close to unchanged. And over on the soybeans, those prices endured a round of range-bound trading to end the session with slight losses. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the futures, December live cattle down 87, 117.97. February down 102, 124.05. January feeder cattle down 207, 151.62. March down 177, 149.82. December hogs down 132 at 60.70. February's down 152 at 66.95. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December up 4¼, 420¼. March up 4 cents at 437¾. Chicago wheat, December's up 2¾ at 424¾. March is up 2¾ at 441¼. December corn is unchanged at 345. March down a quarter penny at 356¼. January soybeans down 1 cent, 989. The March is down a penny at $10¼. On the cotton futures, December up 13, 7103. March up 1, 7015. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.